flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, it's time to ask the CLO, our chief love officer, Steve Harvey, in the building. This is from Vet in Minneapolis. Vet says, I hate feet. I hate feet. And touching anyone else's feet creeps me out. My fiance likes foot rubs, and I was finally honest and told him that I'll never rub his feet again. He said it's a must if I want to have a happy marriage. Does that sound right to you?
No, not really. God, not really, man, because you can go anywhere and get your foot rubbed.
Yeah, they got them all over.
Man, you can go to places, so, man. I'm not going to lose no good woman because she don't do foot rubs. You must be out your mind, man. What's wrong with your stupid behavior?
Come on, tell the truth.
You know. Hey, man, get your ass a foot massager. I was just down at Goodfeet the other day and ordered two of them. They got this foot massager.
Goodfeet.
Boy, this company called Goodfeet. Man, I was down there. I was just trying all kind of stuff. I'll tell you what, though. If you buy them shoes in there, you don't give a damn about how you look.
Them shoes are important.
It's all about comfort.
Yeah, get them insoles and get your ass out of there. If you buy them recommended shoes,
that'll either make them sponsor God, or not. God. I don't know.
Yeah.
It could go either way. So, you're saying go someplace. I got it. I love that advice. All right, moving on to Lasagna in Chesapeake. Lasagna writes, I've been dating a man for 2 months, and he wants me to switch my wigs up every time we have sex. I told him to buy me some inexpensive wigs just for sex. He told me to get them myself. It's his fantasy, so why should I buy the wigs?
Hell yeah.
We've never had this before.
Boy, you come over my house, if that was my fantasy, yeah, they'd be all on the dresser.
On them wig heads.
Halle Berry, Tina Turner.
Tina Turner. Yeah,
all them wigs be up there. This is Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Let's go.
Up in here just clowning, man. I hear wigs. What is all that? What is this hair in the shower? This wig hair, baby. Damn, just put one on. Now, I got the names on all the way. Who you going to be when you put it on?
Okay, who?
Just like, put it
name?
On and coming. And you Whitney today. Ooh. Come on.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just put that up. Put that up. You Jenny on the block. You finna be all that.
Jenny
on the block, baby.
Hell yeah. Just put this wig on, girl.
Don't worry about it.
You want all these wigs, man, then buy the damn wigs.
Yeah,
dog, you can't.
Cheap.
Bruh, if you want a woman to dress a certain way and you ain't going to help her buy the dresses, then you got to go with what she got.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
That part.
Come on. Yeah. All right. Thank you for that one. Moving on to Preston in Greenville. Preston writes, my girlfriend is dead set on me getting to meet her ex-husband, on getting me to meet her ex-husband. They don't know. They don't have any kids, so I told her that she really should cut all ties with him and I don't need to befriend him. How do I get under and understand that? I'm very serious about this.
Why does she want you to meet him?
Mm-hmm.
They ain't got no kids.
They have no kids between them. Uh-huh. And
what
he
am
wants
I finna
her to cut
him?
All ties.
I mean, you know, really, bruh, let her have him. She obviously still want to be bonded and tied to him for some reason. Let her go. Man, I'm not finna go. Dog, I meet him for what? We not finna be cool.
That's what he's told her, yeah.
Dog, me and you, we ain't got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want nothing with you. And if y'all ain't got no kids, why is it so important that you, that the three of us have a relationship? Because I didn't get you for him. I got you because I thought you wasn't with him.
Right, right.
But apparently.
Yeah, now, he's apparently curious about it.
Man, please, bye, girl. I'm not finna go over here and do this here.
Yeah. All right, last one, Steve. This is from Gloria.
What's that?
What? You meeting him? What happened at the meeting? What?
Hey, Chuck, what's happening? Chuck. Now, my name ain't Chuck. My name's Charles. Well, I'm just trying to be friends with you. It's Charles, man. It's Charles.
Don't nickname me.
Yeah, don't call me Chuck because you're trying to be extra friendly.
Yeah.
Who the hell is Boo Boo?
Boo Boo. Mm.
Oh, that's nickname I gave her. Huh? Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah. Last one, Chuck. This is from Gloria in Studio City. Gloria says, I met a man online and our first date was at church, his church. A few women stared at me during the sermon, so I asked the guy what was up. He said they were probably his deceased wife's three sisters. Why would he invite me to that church?
To meet the dead wife's three sisters. Damn.
They were just staring at her. During the sermon, not even listening to the sermon.
I was trying to warn him.
Get out.
This is uncomfortable.
In church, they saying that? They mouthing
this
it?
This is uncomfortable.
I don't want you here.
It was probably my deceased wife's three sisters.
Three sisters, yeah. Mm.
Three of them?
Yeah. They were staring at her during the sermon, CLO. Mm-hmm.
Man, that's nothing crazy.
Nothing but the blood.
They couldn't even get the word for staring at her.
Yeah, I ain't going down to that church no more. Me and him, we through dating.
Yeah.
It's over.
And why is your wife dead? We got to fill in a couple minutes.
What?
You don't know that. You dog, you. All he said was my deceased wife's three sisters.
Yeah.
Why is your wife dead? Why ain't we talking about this right here?
He didn't kill her.
Hey,
you don't know.
Yeah.
You're talking to somebody that's watched too much of First 48.
Yeah.
I watch First 48 all the time. And I'm telling you right now, man. Woo! White men. Woo! They are really not believing in divorce. They on some whole nother. These white men right here, man. I'm going to tell you right now, man, if you look, if y'all going in the store, if y'all at the Home Depot or something, and he start looking at a deep freezer, that's a sign.
That's a red flag.
That's a sign. I'm just trying to tell you.
Back you to know, the CLO. Maybe.
If you show up in the house and you see some, you know, bags of concrete, that's a sign.
It's in the house.
Yeah.
Well,
if he buy a new rowboat, your ass finna go out there.
That rowboat.
Yeah, rowboat. He get a rowboat. They're going to tie you to that cement and your ass is gone.
Oh, my goodness.
So these are the questions Gloria should have asked him before they started dating.
Why is she dead? Especially if he white. You need to know.
There's no indication in here.
The white men, I've been watching these shows, man. White men ain't doing divorce that well. Hell no.
All right, coming up. Thank you, CLO, I think.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.